speaking service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Ricky Gibbs from the North Carolina Reading Service. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you from the News and Observer's Restaurants Review section, from NC Triangle Dining, a restaurant, food, and drink blog in Raleigh, Durham, Cary, and Chapel Hill, the Eat Raleigh blog, a local blog whose mission is to explore culture, history, passion, and people of Raleigh through its culinary delights, and the Triangle Food blog, a hobby blog that helps locals keep up with the latest Triangle restaurant news. Before we get started, here is a quick reminder of what the NNO ratings mean. 5 stars are extraordinary, 4 stars are excellent, 3 stars are above average, 2 stars are average, and 1 star is fair. Starting off today with an article from the News and Observer, published June 19th. Jose and Sons, a popular Raleigh spot, closes. Here's our updated restaurant closing list, written by Drew Jackson. Some restaurants in North Carolina have reopened at half capacity, while many others remained closed or have stuck to takeout. The industry crisis brought on by the coronavirus continues to play out as several restaurants announced this month plans to close for good. New to the list is Jose and Sons, the downtown Raleigh Mexican spot that was named one of food critic Greg Cox's essential Raleigh restaurants. Here is a list of those Triangle restaurants that we have already lost. The Cameron Bar and Grill. After Memorial Day, this longtime Cameron Village restaurant announced it had closed permanently after a decade of business. Cameron Bar and Grill was one of the last remaining concepts of Echelon Experiences, which owns the Haymaker and Edwards Mill Bar and Grill. Chronic Tacos. California-based taco chain that's been in the Triangle since 2016, closing 3 locations in Wake Forest, Chapel Hill, and Raleigh. Chuck's Burgers. Downtown Raleigh burger joint by chef Ashley Christensen. Some menu items will move onto the menu of Beasley's Chicken and Honey, which will expand into the space. Deluxe Chicken. The chicken sandwich spot from Rick Robinson and Scott Howell has closed after 2 years on Durham's Broad Street. Gateway Restaurant. After 3 decades, the beloved Gateway Restaurant announced it had closed for good in mid-May. Owned by the Rowader family since the 1980s, Gateway had survived for years as one of the few businesses in Gateway Plaza. But just as the shopping center was finishing up a major renovation and adding new tenants, the coronavirus pandemic hit. James Pharmacy. This seafood-centric neighborhood restaurant in the middle of Hillsboro announced its temporary closing had become a permanent one. James Pharmacy took over the former La Place space and was known for raw North Carolina oysters and fried seafood. Jose and Sons. This popular spot for Mexican food and drinks has closed, but the restaurant's website suggests some future plans are in the works. This is not a goodbye, just a farewell for now, the website says. Kippos. Popular Greek taverna located in the heart of Chapel Hill's Franklin Street since 2013. Owner Georgios Bakartisis plans to eventually open in a new location. Linus and Peppers, a Salisbury Street sandwich shop from local Icon Hospitality, known for homemade chips and a pork belly banh mi. Liquid State, located on Hillsborough Street near NC State's campus, this coffee shop and nighttime bar announced on Facebook it would close after 5 years. Lotsa Stone Fried Pizza, located on Franklin Street in Chapel Hill for the past 3 years. Oakwood Cafe. For more than 20 years, this Cuban and Argentine restaurant fed loyal fans in downtown Raleigh. Pharaoh's. Owned by Raleigh character George McNeil, the North Hills Pharaoh's has been sold after more than 20 years of serving classic hot dogs and hamburgers. Trolley Irish Pub. The Mooresville location of this Triangle Irish pub has closed, but owners vowed to keep the Briar Creek location open. Trophy Tap and Table. This 2-story Wilmington Street restaurant is part of the Trophy Brewing family and was formerly Busy Bee Cafe. Famous for its tater tots, the owners said they intend to put a new concept in the space. Virgil's Original Taqueria. a taco shop and tequila bar from local Icon Hospitality, located in downtown Raleigh and known for nearly a dozen taco options. And continuing from the News and Observer, Mi Calvillo's street food-inspired menu offers a taste of Mexican home cooking. This was published June 21st and written by Greg Cox. Mi Calvillo's is located at 748 9th Street in Durham. Their phone number is 984-219-1642. For the first couple of months of the pandemic shutdown, I was able to satisfy most of my cravings without leaving the comfort zone of my home turf and in and around Cary. But I hadn't been able to find a way to score tacos, which rate right up there with pizza and burgers on my list of frequent cravings. I knew of a couple good taquerias not too far from home, but I hadn't been able to determine whether they offered contact-free takeout. Then, just as I was hitting peak craving, I got an email from a reader raving about the food and curbside service at Mi Calvillo in Durham. I published his comments in the Takeout Tales section of this column and dedicated Mi Calvillo, and decided Mi Calvillo looks like a place and a good reason to venture into Durham. I was a little concerned about negotiating the pickup on an always busy 9th Street, but the helpful woman who took my order on the phone was reassuring. If I wasn't able to park near the restaurant on 9th Street, she said, I could park in the lot across the street, then call the restaurant with a description of my car and she'd find me. That turned out to be unnecessary. When I got to 9th Street and called to tell her I was parked several storefronts away from Mi Calvillo, she said the space directly in front of the restaurant was open and she'd hold it for me. In no time, I was parked in that space and a young woman in a face mask was placing the food in the back seat where I indicated. It took a lot of willpower, but I managed to make it all the way home without reaching into the back seat and grabbing one of those tacos. They were well worth the wait, their generous fillings spilling out of still warm corn tortillas that were tender but sturdy enough to survive the half-hour drive home. From a list of 14 options, I had ordered 4 tacos, each with a different filling: steak, asada, conchita pibli, slow-roasted pork, lengua, beef tongue, and higado, liver with sautéed onions. The lengua was, as it often is, my favorite, but I would happily order any of those others again. Probably will, come to think of it. I'm also looking forward to exploring the rest of the menu, which includes a selection of entrees and street food-inspired antojitos. Suegra, for one, which I ordered out of curiosity, the name translates to mother-in-law, turns out to be a quesadilla made with corn tortillas and stuffed with cheese, onion, red salsa, and cilantro. An entree named camarones, calvillo, grilled shrimp with onions, peppers, and mushrooms, primed my palate for further exploration of an entree section devoted to seafood. Turns out the friendly young woman who took my order is Valeria Lopez, the daughter half of the mother and daughter team that runs Mi Calvillo. Her accommodating attitude and upbeat personality make Valeria a natural at running the front of the house. She just graduated from Hillside High, a pandemic-altered experience she describes as a drive-through graduation, but pretty nice, actually. Meanwhile, her mother, Esmeralda Lopez, does the cooking. She worked for 8 years in the kitchen of La Cocina in Morrisville before setting out on her own. But Valeria Lopez says her mother has always loved cooking for her family. The food she mostly cooks at home, like what she cooks at the restaurant, is food of her family's hometown in Calvillo in central Mexico. And here I was, worried about a half-hour drive home from Cary to Durham. Mi Calvillo is located at 748 9th Street in Durham, and their phone number is 984-219-1642. And as that article mentioned, the News and Observer has started a section called Takeout Tales. These are usually tagged on to the end of articles, so I've taken several of them from different articles throughout the month and compiled them here for you. This is the most recent set taken from the period between June 21st and June 29th in the News and Observer, and these were all written by Greg Cox. I have invited readers to share their restaurant delivery and curbside pickup experiences. The invitation still stands. Just email me at ggcox55@gmail.com with a description of your experience. I'll publish as many as I can, edited as needed for brevity and clarity in this space. Vidrio. Martha S. reports on her delivery experience from Vidrio in Raleigh. We ordered the fresh lettuce salad, wild mushroom bianca pizza, chocolate buttermilk cake, and coconut rice pudding. Amazing rice pudding. It was a wonderful meal. It was delivered by DoorDash and arrived later than we would have liked, partly our fault for ordering at 6 p.m. on a Sunday evening when the DoorDash drivers were very busy. Vidrio is located at 500 Glenwood Avenue, number 100 in Raleigh, and their phone number is 919-803-6033. Crawford & Son and Bloomsbury Bistro. Arthur S. raves about two fine dining favorites in Raleigh. I have ordered twice from Crawford & Son and Bloomsbury Bistro. Each time was flawless with them bringing the meal to my car. I really liked Bloomsbury Bistro's vegetable pot pie, which was slightly sweet due to some butternut squash, plus their savory tandoori chicken. I really liked Crawford & Son's chicken cassoulet, which was an unusual presentation that I had not experienced before. Note, Crawford & Son recently reopened its dining room and discontinued curbside takeout. Sandy G. seconds the vote for Bloomsbury Bistro and adds a few more recommendations. We have had some outstanding dinners from Sono, Agora, Angus Barn, and Bloomsbury Bistro. At first, I was reluctant to do takeout sushi. However, the sashimi and the other sushi from Sono were fresh and outstanding. Chef Kim was behind the sushi bar making it himself. Crawford & Son is located at 618 North Person Street in Raleigh. Their phone number is 919-307-4647. And Bloomsbury Bistro is located at 509 Whitaker Mill Road in Raleigh. Their phone number is 919-834-9011. Fount Coffee and Kitchen. Kim C. shares her go-to place for a gluten-free meal and cup of locally roasted coffee. Fount Coffee and Kitchen is one of my favorite go-tos on my commute from downtown Raleigh to Durham. Located in Morrisville, just off of NC 540, it offers a totally gluten-free spot with the most excellent counterculture coffee, baked goods, sandwiches, salads, and breakfast foods. My favorites are the acai bowl, carrot raisin muffins, and the avocado toast smash. They are doing a great job with pre-order, prepay, and curbside pickup. Can't wait for them to open back up so I can soak up some sunshine in their beautiful space. Fount Coffee and Kitchen is located at 10954 Chapel Hill Road, Suite 109 in Morrisville. Their phone number is 984-888-5454. And Anna's Pizzeria. Arthur S. spreads the rumor about a restaurant that serves up pizza with a side of grandma's love. I really liked the grandma pizza at Anna's Pizzerias, located in Apex and Fuquay Varina. Rumor has it that if you order this pizza at their Apex location, Grandma would come out and give your kids a playful pinch on the cheeks. Now in these times, she'll come give you a friendly wave. They have two locations, so Anna's Pizza is located at 100 North Salem Street in Apex. Their phone number is 919-267-6237. And their other location is at 138 South Main Street in Fuquay Varina. That phone number is 919-285-2497. From the News and Observer, published June 17th, what must a restaurant do if a worker has COVID-19? In North Carolina, it's mostly up to the owner. This was written by Drew Jackson. The day before Raleigh restaurant Relish Craft Kitchen and Bourbon Bar planned to reopen its patio to guests last week, an employee tested positive for the coronavirus. Relish owner Sharon May posted the news on the restaurant's Facebook page Wednesday, June 10th, the day the employee got the result. She decided to keep Relish closed for two weeks, stopping even to-go sales. All of this is above and beyond what May is required to do. When North Carolina moved into phase two of its coronavirus reopening plan, there were requirements for the distance between tables, the number of people in the dining room, and daily symptom screenings for employees. But there was no requirement for what happens when a worker tests positive. "Wouldn't it be wonderful if someone told us what to do?" May said. The Relish employee, a kitchen worker, was exposed to the virus outside of the restaurant, May said. The worker and the rest of the restaurant staff were tested for the virus, with only one employee testing positive on June 10th. At that point, May decided to close the restaurant for 2 weeks with plans to resume takeout on June 22nd. She said the experience shifted how she thought about the virus and what it means to run a restaurant during the pandemic. Relish is a popular North Raleigh neighborhood restaurant, but even with loyal regulars, May said she's doing 25% of her typical business. Financially, Relish needs to be open, she said. "I take it to heart," May said. "This virus, we're giving it to each other without knowing it. You have to decide what your risk is worth, but having people inside feels scary right now." North Carolina is nearly 4 weeks into phase two of its reopening plan, which allowed restaurants to open dining rooms at half capacity as long as certain social distancing requirements were met. Guidelines for reopening came from the North Carolina Department of Health and Human Services and the North Carolina Restaurant and Lodging Association, recommending detailed sanitation and service procedures. If an employee tests positive for the virus, the guideline points to recommendations from the Centers for Disease Control, which suggests the worker quarantine for 14 days and notify anyone they spent meaningful contact with for 15 minutes or more. It's recommended that the restaurant let local health officials know, but North Carolina doesn't require any formal reporting for positive cases in restaurants, nor does it require the businesses to close. For May and Relish, the decision was clear, but a lonely one, she said. "Looking around the triangle, there are few, if any, other restaurants going public about positive tests, though she suspects there are more with cases." In the end, May said she was grateful for her employees' honesty and hopes Relish's customers will appreciate the restaurant's decision. "Employees need to be encouraged to be honest," May said. "I believe people will feel safer coming to Relish because we've been open with our customers." In a widely shared video from last weekend, WRAL's Micaiah Thurmond showed Raleigh's nightlife epicenter, Glenwood South, looking very much business as usual last Friday night. Restaurants operated as bars, few people were wearing masks, social distancing was non-existent. May said it's frustrating to feel like she's risking the restaurant's reputation by associating it with the coronavirus, while others appear to be throwing caution to the wind. "No one asked us about anything," May said. "We've had to make our own decisions." Lynn Minyes, president and CEO of the North Carolina Restaurant and Lodging Association, said customers and businesses need to work together if the state hopes to expand its reopening. "Reports of crowded bars moved things in the wrong direction," she said. North Carolina closed its dining rooms and bars on March 17th. Like many restaurants, Relish closed a few days before that. In those early days of reckoning with the coronavirus and its consequences, May said a cough could cause a spike of anxiety. "That last weekend before we closed, if someone coughed in the dining room, you didn't want to wait on them," May said. Minyes said patrons need to do their part. "Consumers have an important role to play in doing the kinds of things we need to do, social distancing, wearing face coverings. We don't want to see the spread continue," she said. It would be devastating if businesses have to shut down again. "I hope we don't have to step back. We have to continue to live our lives with some modifications." When North Carolina moved into phase two and opened up restaurants at half capacity, it rolled out a coronavirus training program for restaurants called Count on Me NC. Meunier said the course has been downloaded 40,000 times. Some restaurants are making the training taking the training together, she said, but the number is still a fraction of the hundreds of thousands of restaurant workers in North Carolina. Not all restaurants have taken the training, Meunier said, noting that many restaurants have yet to reopen. We continue to push for restaurants to take the course. This is going to take all of us working together. The restaurants aren't required to report positive cases. Centers for Disease Control guidelines encourage them to notify local health departments. In a press briefing Monday, Secretary of North Carolina's Department of Health and Human Services, Dr. Mandy Cohen, said restaurants are encouraged to be proactive about reporting cases, but acknowledged there's no obligation. Restaurants, we always knew it was a higher risk activity, Cohen said, noting that sitting indoors without a face covering for longer periods of time could make someone more susceptible to contracting the virus. Those are risky situations, and we are concerned about them. Our trends are going in the wrong direction, but our fates are not sealed, Cohen said, in encouraging better social distancing and mask-wearing practices. When Relish opens up for diners, May said it will be counter service, where customers order at the register and then sit outside on the patio to wait for their food. Meals will come in takeout boxes so everything's disposable, May said, and the dining room will likely stay empty for months. I'm pretty sure we'll stay outside only until the weather gets too bad, May said. And by bad, I mean it gets too cold. Next is a review of Mum's Jamaican Restaurant, published June 28th on the Eat Raleigh blog. Mum's Jamaican is located at 3901 Capitol Boulevard, number 101 in Raleigh. Their phone number is 919-615-2332. Have you tried Mum's? It's the only place I go to. But what about trash? Go to Mum's. Sometime last year, my Jamaican coworker Nev found out I was into food, and he was ready to share his opinions about the scene, or lack thereof, in the Triangle. Mum's on Capitol Boulevard was not only the first place he mentioned, but also the only place he'd endorse. His opinion wasn't just limited to the Oak City, it applied to the entire Triangle. Mum's is tucked in a corner of a Capitol Boulevard International strip mall, home of an old-school Indian joint, a Vietnamese market, and a Mexican ice cream parlor. When I asked Nev what to order, he assured me that anything I'd order would be good. So while the more familiar Jamaican dishes like oxtail stew or jerk chicken sounded tempting, ackee and codfish struck me immediately as something I'd never tried before. I didn't even know what ackee was. Little did I know that ackee and salt codfish was a beloved dish. Although ackee is a fruit, the national fruit of Jamaica, actually, it did not make the dish sweet. It actually provided more of a scrambled egg type element. Maybe it's why Usain Bolt eats the dish for breakfast. Combining the combo with rice and fried plantains, the whole meal hit all the notes of the flavor spectrum. Mum's codfish fritter is something that's too cheap and too yummy to pass up. It may be more dough than fish, but it's crunchy and big enough to serve as a small lunch. I always felt that the Jamaican patty is something completely unique, despite their similarities to other cuisines' hand pies. The way that it crumbles and the yellow tint is something different than what you'd get from an English pastry or a Latin empanada. Sarah is particularly a fan of Mum's versions of these handheld treats, with the curry chicken patty being her favorite. After my first visit to Mum's, I excitedly told Nev about the trip. He replied by just nodding his head as if to tell me, "Now you understand what I was talking about." And he was right. I did understand how good Mum's was, and I hope other people get to understand that too. Mums is located at 3901 Capitol Boulevard, number 101 in Raleigh, and their phone number is 919-615-2332. And now for some Friday fun food facts from the Triangle Food Blog. This was their edition from Friday, June 26th. Got news this week that Durham's Lakewood neighborhood will get an American Fair restaurant where county fair food trucks and bar were. The restaurant will have a soft opening in late August with the full remodeling and rebranding completed by early fall. The name and concept will be announced closer to the opening. Tom Meyer is joined in the venture by Ben Quinn and Jeff Fisher. Lots of restaurants are reopening as they have implemented safety procedures and adjusted their spaces both inside and out to accommodate safe dining environments. But some of the biggies this week include City, Gravy, The Raleigh Times, and The Pit, all part of Empire Eats. They are now open for dine-in service, and all staff are certified in NCRLA's Count On Me NC program. Oro Restaurant and Lounge reopened their dining room this week with modified hours, Tuesday through Thursday, 5 to 9 p.m., and Friday and Saturday, 5 to 10 p.m. You can call 919-239-4010 to make a reservation or place an order for carryout. Relish Craft Kitchen and Bourbon Bar is open for curbside takeout and delivery daily from 11:30 a.m. until 8 p.m. Rochambeau Beverage Company is slated to open this summer at 231 Southeast Street in downtown Raleigh. Their offerings will include your favorite craft beer, wine, and cider, and dogs are welcome. A new deli is opening in Cary at 1010 Tryon Village Drive this July called Mookie's New York Deli. You'll soon be able to enjoy a New York deli experience in the Triangle with house-made pastrami, corned beef, knishes, black and white cookies, deli-inspired fare, and more. Look for them in early July for their opening. Viva Mexican Kitchen in Raleigh's Pleasant Valley Shopping Center is just undergoing renovation, not closing. Amidst the renovation of the dining space, they are still doing takeout. The dining room is set to reopen any day now. And we have run out of time for today's episode of Restaurant Reviews. Be sure to listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Ricky Gibbs, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast after the broadcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. So long until next time. If you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138. Again, that number is 919-832-5138.